Today is Friday, September 15th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is, damn it, I don't have the page pulled up, day. It is National Tradesman Day. It is also National Linguini Day. And National Creme de Menthe Day. Oh, it is also National Double Cheeseburger Day. How could I miss that? It's also National Cheese Toast Day. There's so many days today. There's a lot more, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go through the whole list because it is also easy for you to say. It is also Hispanic Heritage Month. So I've got a notice from Cook's Country that says, and I don't know if Joe Batant still listens to this show. I don't think he does. He says I stress him out. I mean, how could I ever stress anyone out? Let's be real. What is stressful about me? Now, the floodgates open. Everybody writes in. Adam, I'll tell you what's stressful about you. But anyway, I don't think Joe Batanz listens. He's off and on, but I stress him out, so he's probably back to not listening again. And the reason Joe Batanz is relevant to this, because I got a mail. A physical, like on paper, piece of mail. And it says, fourth invoice, past due. Now I am, you know, Mark handles the bills in this house because I'm not good at bills. I'm just not good at bills. I pay everything on my credit card and then I pay my credit card every single time I get paid. But bills that come in, car renewal, like all of that kind of stuff that you have to get a notification and then you can pay. Because I just go, like when I get paid, I have three credit cards that I use. Really only two. But the other one, I just occasionally put something on so they don't close the account. But it's pretty much, you know, all there. Like I may use $50 in a month just to keep it open so they don't get mad at me, you know. Interestingly enough, not interesting at all. But I used to work at American Express as a collector. It was in England, which is weird. I know I've told this story before, but there are some listeners who are new to this show. I know I have a lot that have probably hung on with me for, I don't even know how many years I've been doing Geeky Gay, but for 1,224 episodes, I'm sure there's somebody that has listened, and this is actually 1,225. I'm sure there's somebody out there, probably Gary, that's listened to all 1,225 episodes, but a lot of you are probably new, and maybe you haven't heard the story. And now I have forgotten what the story was going to be. I had a story in my head that I was going to, a non sequitur, and as I was saying, probably some of you haven't heard this before, I forgot what the story was. That is ridiculous. Maybe it'll come back to me. But anyway, regardless, I got this past due invoice. I pay and I'm not good at paying bills. And one of the reasons that I had bad credit along, I have great credit now, by the way. I got a notification that one of the credit agencies is currently giving me an 840. 850 is the max. So I'm doing something right. One of those things was turning the bills over to Mark because he's much more organized than I am. But the car registration, the things of that nature, I've gotten tickets for car registration because it would come in the mail and I would forget about it. And then I would just totally forget. and I would get pulled over and not even realize that it was time to renew my car because I don't pay any attention to it. And so I was constantly missing things. So for throwing down, we used to do, and I'm sure we will do it again. Joe is living in a hotel at the moment, so I'm sure when he gets back to living in a house, we will start cooking again. So we do a recipe for every episode. And so we decided to start cooking stuff out of Cook's Country. I will say this. I don't think the recipes are that great in Cook's Country. I mean, no offense, Cook's Country, but I don't find none of the ones that we've done have I been blown away with. And now he would argue that I changed them up, but I would say bullshit. even if I do them perfect, and I'm a good cook. I'm a good cook. I'm probably never going to cook for any of you people who are listening to this, but I am a good cook. And so normally if I cook, I make good food, especially if I'm baking, but you know, most times I make something that is good. Occasionally I will make something that's great. And randomly, on a rare occasion, I will make something that is fantastic. Usually that's a dessert because I'm really good at making desserts. Cream pies, for instance. I'm really good at making cream pies. Somebody's going to cut that out. So anyway, Joe would say that I, you know, that's the reason I don't like them is because I alter the recipes. Mostly because I'm on Weight Watchers, but also because I am not one to follow a recipe as written. But even when I have followed the recipe as I take recipes as this is the way I cook. I know I'm just rambling, but I don't have anything to talk about for the week. So, you know, this is going to be the content. You get what you pay for, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to do 5 shows tonight. 5 geeky gays tonight because I'm going to take next week off. It's decided. I won't have any content for them either. So this will be the riveting content that you hear. But anyway, regardless, I'm a good cook. I have not been impressed with their recipes. Even when I did them straight down, word for word, exactly the way they wanted them to be done, I was not a big fan. Well, so this is a physical magazine. How 1980s or 1990s is this, right? I didn't even know physical magazines still exist. So we did a subscription and Joe paid for the first one. And so at some point, I don't remember telling them I wanted to renew the subscription, but I don't know how magazines work nowadays. Like, do they just automatically renew it and then charge you and then start sending you collection notices if you don't? Like, I don't know. Maybe they do. I'm not sure, but it says 4th invoice past due. We still have not received your payment for your subscription that you requested several months ago. It says that you requested. I don't remember requesting it, but who knows? And for which you received your first issue. If you have already paid your invoice and our letters have crossed in the mail, then please accept our thanks. Thank you for your immediate payment. It's all they want me to pay is $39.95. I don't even know how to pay this thing. It says you can send a check in the mail. I can go to their website, but then I think I have to make an account. Maybe I already have an account. I won't remember the password. It'll be a thing. Now they're going to send me to a collections agency, and my pristine 840 credit score is going to go down for some Cook's Country magazine subscription because I was cooking recipes for throwing down. It's going to be crazy. So anyway, so Pride 48 is coming up. This is going to be the last I talk about it because I will talk about it next week because I'm literally going to be recording the show on Pride48.com. But you're welcome because I'm going to take next week off because I am tired. I am tired. And I want to take next week off. We will do the mix next Friday, but the rest of the week I am taking a break. So you will get clipped, you know, probably 10-minute episodes every day next week that are clipped directly from the Pride 48 event. So anyway, I just one last reminder, I release these at around 10 in the morning on the day. So this morning I'm going to be releasing this at 10 a.m. And you guys will have plenty of time to call in and leave voicemails and emails and whatever you want to do to be on my Pride 48 show, which is happening later tonight. So, no, wait, it's not happening later tonight. It's happening Saturday night, tomorrow night. I'm so confused. Okay, you have 2 days. You have today and part of the day tomorrow. So do it. Do it now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, except it'll be Saturday night. Bye, everyone.
Mics, mixers, action. Mark your calendars, because this September 15th to 17th, Pride 48 is the place to be. Join us for our grand finale and final annual live streaming podcasting event. Experience the vibrant colors of our community with an entire weekend of LGBTQ and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts from our stable of current shows, some that you haven't heard in many years, and even a few brand new ones. It all kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, September 15th. More information can be found at our website, pride48.com.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.